What's up, everybody? Welcome to Be More Rad's Gaming Gourmet Podcast. This is our first official episode at Be More Rad's Gaming Gourmet Podcast. And I'm Brad, a.k.a. Be More Rad. And I have a few guests with me today. I got Chris Reyes.
Hello.
I got Johnny Reyes from the podcast, or Small Town Horror, with Johnny and Randy.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
And I got Bill Jones here with me.
Hello.
Hey, I'm so excited today. This is the first episode. I've really wanted to do this for a long time. And I'm just excited that we got the ball rolling on it. So the game that we're going to look at today is Friday the 13th, the game. Right now, it's got a lot of controversy going around it. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the podcast. But I just want to know, just kind of right off the bat, how does everybody feel about this game? Do you like the game?
I like it a lot.
What do you think, John?
I love it. I'm not a big gamer, and I'm a big movie guy. If anybody does listen to our podcast, they know that. But I literally bought this game before I ever had an Xbox One. Like, I just had it on the shelf, and everybody was like, why are you buying the game if you only have the Xbox? And I'm like, because one day I will. Because
It's Jason.
So, like, I literally have my hard copy for, like, maybe 6 months to a year sitting on the...
Is that when you bought my Xbox?
Yeah. I had it setting up on my DVD shelf, Blu-ray shelf, whatever. And finally, Chris was like, hey, man, I got the new whatever system he got. And he was like, I'll sell you mine. I was like, sold.
So let me get this right. You bought the game, and you bought an Xbox just to play that game.
Yes.
Wow, that's dedication.
Because it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's dedication. What about you, Bill?
Man, for me, I've always been a big horror fan, so when I first heard that they were doing a Friday the 13th game, I knew that I had to get it. I immediately set out, like, day one, pre-ordered it, and just waited patiently for it to finally come out.
Kind of like what we're doing with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember playing the old, I think it was, what was it, regular Nintendo, the Jason game on regular Nintendo?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was a...
Yeah, that and the Freddy game.
Yeah. Well, I never played the Freddy game, but I played the old Jason.
I have the old Jason still.
Really?
Really? The game, yes.
Nice. I need to go back and
set it on my shelf.
But, yeah, when I heard this game was coming out, I was like, you know what? That's going to be a fun game, I bet. And, yeah, I had to get it. And then we got it. We played, Bill, you played with this one. We played way back in the day.
Yep.
So, yeah, we had a lot of fun with it. And I just hated to hear all the new stuff that's happening with it. But, like I said, we'll get into that in a minute. But before we do that, we're going to go to the gameplay, or not the gameplay trailer, but the game trailer for the game. We'll be back.
Rated M for Mature.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. All right. Before we get into the gameplay trailer, talking about that, we are going to be eating some really good food here. My wife made some jalapeno poppers, and she made some s'mores dip. Those two items kind of go with the camping theme that Friday the 13th has. We also are eating some tater skins from TGIF. Thank God it's Friday the 13th. Very corny joke, I know.
But it's Saturday.
It is Saturday. But I just wanted to mention that. So if you hear us smacking over this podcast, just know that we're eating some really good food. So I hope you guys listening at home or on the road, wherever you're listening at, I hope you got a snack with you. And so you can enjoy some food, too, while you're listening to this podcast. So let's get into the gameplay trailer. So what did you guys think about it?
It was awesome. It shows the brutality that you're getting into with this game because they do not hold back at all. I was actually surprised to see them go so violent with the game, like when it first came out. I really thought it was going to get like an NC-17 rating or what do they get for games? I guess it's like X-rated or something.
I'm just saying, if GTA can be on the market with all that stuff, I'm not worried about Friday the 13th.
That's for sure.
But it is very brutal. Very brutal. Johnny, what did you think about it?
It looks like a Friday the 13th game.
Yeah. Seriously,
when I first seen the trailer, and then to find out that Kane Hodder was actually being Jason, which a lot of people in the Friday the 13th franchise, they consider Kane Hodder to be Jason because he played him four times, even though two of his movies suck balls. but to see
which
him,
two?
Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X.
Okay.
So, but technically, if you want to get real, well, I'm going to save that for my review. So remind me about that.
I thought you hurt Bill's feelings there.
Oh no! But anyway, but to have Kane Hodder portray Jason again after all these years, his movements and everything was awesome. And when I saw the gameplay, the trailer, I was like, oh yeah, definitely. Like, because for them to be able to capture the movements downright, I was like, oh, they nailed this.
Yeah,
that's what irritates me so much about the whole controversy thing now, because it's like you finally made a game for the horror of the fans and all this stuff, and now you're just, it's like they gave us a good 6 years of it?
Came out in 2017, so 18, 19, 20.
It's like, oh, hey, here you go. Like, you get the best birthday gift ever, and then your dad comes back and goes, ah, never mind.
Yep.
So, you know, but.
What about you, Bill?
Well, you know, the trailer, one thing I'll say this about the group that made it, Gun Media and Elphonic, the way it starts, I absolutely love it because it gives it that 80s VCR feel, like you just put in the movie and you're getting ready to start it. I definitely got to agree to a point with Johnny in regards to the Kane Hodder thing. When I found out that he was doing the motion cap for Jason, it really pushed me to buy it even more. On the side that I disagree with, I'll say that Jason X, I agree with you on Jason Goes to Hell. Really, really bad movie. Jason X can be fun in its own one-off ways, but it's not super major. But again, we're here about the game, not the show.
Well, hold on real quick, though, before we go any further. You say that. I mean, you just literally had to talk about that the other day. And Jason X, a lot of people hate, but it's actually a fun film. But if you want to take it legit, Friday the 13th, it's on the bottom pole.
I will give you that.
Yeah.
I will give you that. I would have to say it does have one of, in my opinion, the greatest kills in the Jason history.
Yes.
The nitrous.
Yes.
But one of the best kills ever.
Yes.
Going back to the gameplay trailer for the game, I love the variety that it shows. It shows you have. You're not stuck with one particular Jason. You've got a variety, which Kane did the mocap for all of them. One of the, and I may be jumping the gun in this, but like one of the skins that you don't see was an exclusive that a few people got, which was super amazing. I wish that I could say that I was one of those that got it. But the variety of campers that you got, The skill sets that it shows you. I could be wrong, but I don't think that it showed one of the actual main features of the game, which would be Tommy Jarvis.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I actually saw him in there or not.
They may have just kind of saved that for like a surprise thing.
Exactly.
For game, maybe.
But yeah, when it first came out, I loved it, played it religiously. And to have it being pulled away from us now is just...
Yeah.
And I know the controversy really slowed it down and how it moved forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. I liked the trailer myself. I thought it was really good. I really liked the nostalgia part with the whole old film like you was talking about, Bill. I think that it did a really good job at showing the features of... You know, of the game, how you can be multiple Jasons, how you can be multiple counselors, the kills, the, you know, some of the brutality that the game features. I think it did a really good job with that. There was something I was thinking of, and I done forgot it, what I was going to mention. But, I mean, I liked it. It really sets the tone for the game. I believe you watch that game, you're any kind of a Friday the 13th or Jason fan, you're hooked right from watching that trailer. So it was definitely a good trailer. So we've been talking about this controversy just kind of in light. Let's really get into that. But before we do that, I want to just kind of read off about the game. So it says Friday the 13th. The game is a survival horror video game formerly developed by Illphonic and published by Gun Media. It's based on the film franchise of the same name. It was released on May 26, 2017 as a digital release and later released on October 13th, 2017 as a physical release. It was released for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. A Nintendo Switch version was released on August 13th in 2019. So the game is an asymmetrical symmetrical multiplayer game pitting up seven players controlling Camp Crystal Lake counselors against one player controlling Jason Voorhees. It's a semi-open world game with players able to explore it further. Due to licensing issues, now this kind of comes up with the controversy, licensing issues with the series co-creator, Victor Miller, the game servers were shut down in November 2020. However, the game is still available to play online through peer-to-peer matchmaking. The developers will continue to support and maintain the game until further notice. But due to the controversy surrounding it, it's going to be delisted on December 23rd of this year, which is 2023, due to licensing the license expiring. Furthermore, the game's dedicated servers will also be shut down, leaving players without the ability to join online multiplayer matches. So it's going to last until December of 2024. Mm-hmm. So we can play up until that point, which is still, you know, quite a ways away. It's a year and a half, roughly. Sitting there touching my computer screen like it's touch screen. we got a little ways to play. And the cool thing about now is with this happening, I mean, the only positive thing really about this is that the developers unlocked a lot of the stuff for the game. Like, there's a lot of stuff. All the counselors.
Yeah, after I bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's bear in mind, there is still some things that you do have to buy.
Yeah.
Like I think the Halloween pack where you get the Halloween costumes for the counselors.
Mm-hmm. I got all those.
And the swimsuits as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they've dropped those down to like $1.
Yeah.
I mean
if you that's the kind of the bitterness I feel about this whole thing. You know, you buy a game and it's an online-only game, which I guess if you think about it beforehand, before you purchase the title, if you think about it, you know, you run the risk of this happening. But that's really the bad thing about online games. You know, you buy all the DLC, you buy the game, digital or physical, and then something like this happens, and then all that money you've invested is pretty much gone.
So can we still play the physical copy where you can do the challenges?
That, as far as I know, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
but I'm not 100% sure. I've not messed with it. I think I played that a couple times at your house when it first came out, but that was it.
As far as I'm aware, and I could be wrong on this, the offline mode, which is where you play Jason and you can play against bots,
mm-hmm.
counselor bots, and the challenges, that should still be available to play, just for the simple fact that it doesn't require the online servers.
I hope. That's because I've done the challenges and stuff, but I didn't know you could get on there and play against the... What'd you say?
Yeah, you can set it up against and play against offline against counselor bots.
Is that where you're doing the challenges?
Well, no. There's actually an offline mode where you pick a Jason, and you can set from anywhere from 1 to 7 counselors, and their difficulty anywhere from easy to hard.
Oh, really?
And it's you set the map. It's like playing the game, but you're offline.
So you may still be able to do that. Don't know yet.
Right. But you wouldn't be able to be a counselor. You'd always be Jason. But, I mean...
That's the fun part, though.
It is the fun part.
Well, for me.
The only crazy part about that is that you get really good at being Jason when doing this, and you can't never, you know, you can never go against anybody else. But yeah, hopefully you can at least play the bot mode. I wish you could be the counselor too, though.
That's one thing that I will agree with, is I do wish that they had an option where you could play as the counselor.
That's probably something that they were going to end up adding.
Yeah.
But when that lawsuit came up, like, they was planning on a bunch of other stuff, from my understanding, and they just got shelved, basically.
Yeah.
From my understanding, before the controversy hit, they had at least 1 to 2 years worth of content planned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they displayed a content map for the fans to show where and how much they were going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to read this article real quick from IGN. It's by Taylor Lyles, and they kind of tell a little bit about that. It says, Friday the 13th, the game will no longer be available to buy after this year, publisher Gun Interactive has announced. It's due to the expiration of the Friday the 13th license set for December 31st, 2023. Now, this right here, they posted on this article where the developers kind of said this to the public. It says, the time has come. Our license for Friday the 13th will expire on December 31st, 2023. On that date, Friday the 13th, the game will no longer be available for sale, both physical and digitally. It says, the game will, however, continue to function through at least December 31st, 2024, if you already own it. At this time, we've made the decision to reduce the price to $4.99 for the base game and 99 cents for each piece of DLC content. So you was right, Bill. It says, we will continue to offer the title and content at that price point right up until it's removed digitally and physically from storefronts. It says, we would like to thank our community for the dedication they've shown Friday the 13th, the game, and Gun Interactive as a whole. We are happy the game will live on a while longer and continue to be enjoyed by anyone owning the game already. So, and they go on to say in this article, Taylor Lyles, this is in a statement posted on the official Friday the 13th, the game Twitter account, Gunn said that after December 31st, 2023, will no longer be able to sell physical or digital copies for the asymmetrical survival horror multiplayer game. Though the statement notes the game will continue to be playable through at least December 31st of 2024, provided you bought the game before the end of this year. And it says, while there will be at least one more year of support for the game, it's no longer going to be able to be purchased after this year. It's important to remember that the online servers were shut down nearly 3 years ago. So if you plan to buy this game, your only options to play are online via peer-to-peer matchmaking or by playing an offline match using bots. It says, additionally, Gunn reduced the game's base price to $4.99 for each piece of DLC. It says, Friday the 13th, the game was released back in 2017, and the years following was met with legal disputes over the brand. This resulted in Gunn halting all new work on the title in 2019. But in 2021, Gunn CEO Wes Kettler revealed all the canceled content that was originally planned, including an Among Us-style werewolf mode that they were planning on doing. So I think that was what you're probably talking about, the manga style mode. So it's terrible, man. I hate the game is being discontinued, but like I said earlier, it's It's we got like a year and a half to play it.
That I don't like. One thing I didn't really understand with the licensing issues, like they obviously, I mean, it's not like they just decided one day, hey, we're gonna make this game. They know that that's property, that, you know, it's owned by these studios and whatnot. Like, how did it get so far along before these people were like, oh yeah, don't do that?
Yeah, it was an IP licensing issue. They didn't have all the IP rights or something of that nature.
I believe the person that created Jason himself, like the character,
mm-hmm.
Retained the licensing, which was separate from the film distributions. So when they made the game, they were basing it off the films, but they had conflict using actually Jason himself was the problem, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, you can have all these people, but no Jason.
Yeah. Right. Which is the whole point of the Friday the 13th game.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did us in Jason Goes to Hell, the movie.
Yeah.
But no, kind of to chime in for a second, that's what irritates me, because the last Friday the 13th film we got was 2009's remake.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome, too.
Yes.
That was a very good remake.
Do you know it got very bad reviews, though?
Why?
It's considered a box office failure. I loved it.
I don't understand why.
Because people like to hate on stuff nowadays.
Well, that's a whole nother for a whole nother time.
If you
want
to hear our review on that, go to Small Town Horror with Johnny and Randy. You'll hear my review on that one.
Shameless plug.
Oh, but anyway. But when I found out they were coming out with the game, that I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, not saying that I predicted all this crap, but I did worry about that because there was so much legal action with just creating another movie. You know, yeah. That's been over 10 years since they had a Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah.
Then when they came out with the game, I was like, oh, that's cool. It kind of gave me hope. But then I heard about this crap starting to go down where, like, it didn't all happen at once. You just slowly heard, well, now this is going on with it. People's bickering over here. Which, because I followed the game thing on Twitter and all the Friday the 13th franchise news on Twitter. And it was just every great once in a while, they would tweet something. And I'm like, oh, that don't sound good. Oh, they're bickering over this. And then eventually, here it comes, you know.
Well, one of the last things that we got, and it showed promise, and I don't know if you know this, and this is partly why I disagree with you on the Friday or Jason X film. We got the Virtual Cabin 2.0, which was a rework. It's an offline mode where you can explore the cabin, like the graveyard where mm-hmm. Jason was buried and resurrected.
From the best one in part 6.
It also had the cabin, Jason's cabin, which is where you start when you play as Jason in the game. Essentially, it was just an area that you could explore and do different interactable things. And depending on if you followed sequences and did things right, you got thrown onto a special map that was glitched, quote unquote. And it trailered, essentially, Jason X as being the next Jason to come out into the game. Which, unfortunately, that's when we had the licensing issue
yes.
for it to not be seen. The in-game trailer actually ends with Jason X throwing you down and proceeding to kill you.
You know what I think would have been cool? If they had them all. Miss Voorhees.
Bring in Pamela for one of them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Can you call that a spoiler alert for a movie that's X amount of years? How old was the first one now?
I mean, I didn't say anything.
1980.
I didn't bring the mom in. What are you talking about?
But just to chime in on the Jason X thing, I know you guys have been talking about that. I never even see the film, so I really can't say anything about the film. I just seen where it showed Jason in space, and I was like, no. So.
That is where horror movies go to die. Jason X, Leprechaun, Hellraiser.
Oh,
good.
That's when the writers are just like, what do we do now?
We better never see a Michael Myers in space.
Oh my gosh.
We kind of got that with Resurrection because it might as well be in space.
That was trash. Anyway,
I don't know. After that, the most recent one.
No, don't hate on
don't
it.
Don't hate.
Look, I'm
This isn't about Halloween. So.
Okay, yeah. I'll save my opinions for after the podcast on that regard. But.
Yeah, maybe we could do that with like Dead by Daylight with, you know, Michael Myers and that. So, anyway, so before we go on further, we're going to take a break. We will see you guys in a minute.
Do you like horror films? Do you listen to podcasts? Well, if your answer was yes, then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm Johnny.
And I'm Randy.
And this is Small Town Horror with Johnny.
And Randy.
Join us as every other week we discuss and rate a new horror film.
Everything from the old black and whites to the 70s.
My personal favorite, the 80s slashers.
Don't forget about the 90s, the 2000s, and even horror films today.
So be sure to subscribe to Small Town Horror with Johnny and Randy.
And as always,
stay scared.
Stay spooky.
All right, welcome back, gals and guys.
That or guys sounded, and guys.
That just sounded awkward, dude.
It did, but oh well. Hey, anyways, welcome back. Make sure you guys check out, and gals, check out Johnny and Randy's podcast over at Small Town Horror. With Johnny and Randy. It's really cool. It's a fun time. I've been on there a few times. Plan on being there again this month. But yeah, definitely check that out. You will not be disappointed if you're a horror fan.
Guys and gals.
Yeah, guys and gals.
Boils and ghouls.
Or could just be everybody's.
Gamers.
Yeah, gamers. Yeah, that would probably be easier.
Just gamers.
All right, so... we're going to go into a gameplay segment for this podcast. Yeah, there's no visual, but there is the audio of us playing through and just having a good time. So I hope you enjoy it. And make sure you go to our YouTube channel at Be More Rad's Gaming Gourmet and check out the actual visual footage of our gameplay segment. So make sure you do that. We'll be right back after this.
Now, there's another Jason called the, was it Silvani? That yeah. I see him Savini, to play with.
Tom Savini.
Savini.
He said Silvani.
Whatever.
Salami guy.
That sounds like a cologne.
Oh, yes, Mr. Salami.
Do you have salami?
I said Savani.
Savani. I know.
I thought it said salami.
What a dork.
Savani cologne.
Do you have Savani cologne? What? It's a type of nail polish.
Come on, Chris. We're waiting on you. Gosh.
Hey.
There we go.
Oh, about time, Chris. Back. Oh, my gosh, Chris. Come on.
Was he doing an intro or anything? Not this fan.
Oh, okay. I'll do an intro. All right, here we go.
I'm alone.
Dude, you do nothing. Alright, you ready? You ready for this? Sorry. Ice, baby.
I'm better than bum bum.
Alright, here we go. Alright, guys, welcome to Gay. Welcome to Gay.
Gay!
Welcome to Gay.
I did not agree to be on this podcast.
Hey. I was telling my mom about me being on that podcast with Johnny and Randy, right? And she said, look, Bradley, you don't need to be doing nasty things like that. I said, what are you talking about? She thought I said small town whore. And I was like,
oh my.
I was like, oh, no, a whore.
Real quick, it's called Small Town Whore with Johnny and Randy, not Johnny Ray and Randy.
You're right. Johnny and Randy.
God, this is loud.
Oh, it's not me. Yeah, mine was super loud. I had to turn mine down.
Oh, well,
I gotta find the others.
Didn't mean to do that. You're gonna hear that a lot.
We'll have it.
Get out. I was like, hey, there's what a turlet. I gotta learn my buttons. Again,
I gotta remember how to do this.
Let me in, neighbor.
No! Good Lord. Close the door. Sound like I'm talking to my kids.
Oh, I see. Wait for me. I'm just saying, I'm probably going to be the first one to die.
Well, I'm right behind you, so okay. I hope you're not.
Well, you look like me, so maybe that'll help. Maybe that will help. All right.
Is any one of us, is it just us four playing?
Yeah.
Okay, B squats down, if you were wondering, because I forgot.
Well, Johnny's the killing then.
Nope. I have found a map. So hopefully we got this set up where Johnny...
Johnny can hear us. Johnny can hear us.
Yeah, but it won't show, like, on the... thing, I don't think. Of course, it could be way wrong.
Is Randy over there with you?
No, no, he's working.
It'll work.
Oh, I thought I heard
Randy was here.
Open the door!
Have you had an encounter yet? He had to work like a loser.
What did Michael Scott say? Loser!
You can tell Johnny's Jason because he's not said much of anything.
He's being true to the character. He's like, I can hear him laughing sometimes.
He's probably like following me.
What's that guy's name off of? I can't think of his name off of Family Guy.
Quagmire.
That's what he's like. Quagmire. Running around. Giggy Giggy.
Dang it. Pickle. He's gonna catch me slipping. Oh, Jesus. You scared me. Don't bring him over here.
I wanted to share the wealth.
I need to look at my audio settings because everything is extremely loud. Who the hell? Look, I'm in my settings. Bill comes crawling through the window, you douche. Like, I don't know.
Yep.
He's kind of like, what was that off of, John?
Little up now.
Boom! Oh, that's not what I wanted to do.
Guys.
Y'all.
Help. I don't want to die. I'm gonna die.
I don't know where you're at.
Don't worry, I'm trying to bring him to you.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, no. Bring him to me.
Oh, no. I hit the wrong button.
Damn, you suck.
Pick him off! What the hell are you doing? Oh my gosh. Here I am.
What do you got, Chris?
I don't even know where I'm at. I can't see crap.
Great.
What?
He's after me! Better you than me!
He morphed or warped or something.
Close the door.
Can't close the door if there's no door to close.
I can't even see nothing, bro.
Hey, wasn't there...
And I'm out.
There's some way you can turn a flashlight on. Oops, what did I do?
Turn your flashlight on?
Yeah, I don't know how to turn it on. I forget.
Uh-oh. What is that?
I can't even see it, bro. I just died.
I hear you gagging.
I couldn't see it, man. I couldn't see where to hit him.
I can't remember, Jason, how you grabbed somebody.
What are you doing?
What I should have did. I should have went through like the tutorial for the game. On how to do everything.
Oh my god, you scared the hell out of me.
Help!
Oh, run, fool!
So brutal. Oh no,
man. Am I the last?
Yep.
Yes, you are, man. Ah!
Chris just got his jaw ripped off. Son of a bitch.
That'll make your butthole pucker up right there.
Biscuits.
I'm sitting here playing this game in my Jason mask. I'm just playing. Not... I'm just playing.
So that's not creepy.
I'm spectating Jason now.
Cool, where is he at?
Around the crapper.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's... Oh, no. He went straight to the one I was in.
Well, Johnny did a good job as Jason.
Hey. Oh, you'd have went to the one beside you so I could have trained. Well,
and Mommy is pleased. Come home, sweetie.
Is it a home? Hi, Johnny. Time to go to Prince's house.
Hi, Mom.
As Paul Bear would say, oh, yeah. What's the best Jason in your opinion on
here? On here? I just dug the way 8 looked, and you can punch somebody's head off with that one.
I'm a big fan of 4 with the pig splitter. I like the sack face.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Here we go.
I'm saying it was stuff changing.
Get your button, you douche.
There you go.
Probably thought like he had popcorn going, he forgot about it. What's that clicking sound? Happened. Oh yeah.
What happened? It freeze?
I don't know.
It's, what? It says in 6 seconds.
Yeah, we done messed it up.
Oh look, another white chalk. Dude, never mind, it's the same dude. Well, he said, y'all wanna play? Alright.
Apparently chasing somebody.
Okay. Go fill her up.
He just wore it.
Yeah. I'm keeping an eye on this girl, so y'all go ahead. I'm watching her.
Okay.
Yeah, he ain't giving up on her.
How do you get in the boat?
He should give you a button like A to get in or something. Right.
Go.
Go.
I don't know where to go.
Hold on. It looks like you need to go... To your left?
I can't get in.
Really? Is it only one person?
No, it lets 2 people get in.
Come on.
I don't know how. As soon as you start that thing. Yeah, it won't let me do anything.
But yeah, start it first.
Start it.
Fix it. I'm out of here.
Hey, he's coming to go. Hold on, that's not
me.
I'm sorry.
What
I
do?
Go,
take off.
Go. How'd you go?
To the left. There's an extra seat on here, too. Is it not let him in?
Tell him where to go.
Stay along this, and you'll make a right here in a second.
Oh, he just walked in the water. He's blocking you. He's blocking you.
Jason's coming for y'all.
The left!
Y'all better go.
Go around this rock.
Go.
Go around this rock and to the right. Damn it.
Someone
help!
I can't believe that.
Just take off. Go.
Won't let me.
Hurry.
No! I jumped in the wrong seat. That thing has three seats on it. Do you have to be on the dock to get in?
Maybe.
There you go, that's Bill.
That's an epic fail.
Well, you can go out there and...
He's going to get me. I don't have any stamina to swim.
Hey, dang it.
Epic fails.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, hit the rock.
Dadgummit.
Pretty close. My fault.
Way to go, Brash.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're back from our gameplay segment. Did you guys have fun time doing that?
Oh, absolutely.
I know Johnny, he's been like begging us to play some more.
Yep.
He's like, I bought the 1 month subscription and now nobody wants to play it anymore.
I know, yeah.
But,
spent that $1 on that 1 month.
That's a hard dollar. But yeah, I had a great time. We may try to play again tonight after the podcast.
So. I mean, I'm totally down.
I'm down too.
I got a little one, well, two little ones here, so it's like I can only play like
give
11
us some
NyQuil,
put them to bed.
I mean, you know.
Yeah,
Johnny's over
some melatonin.
Like,
don't tease me. Yeah.
Yeah, don't tease me if you can't.
I mean, if nothing else, me and you can do doubles.
Right on.
There you go.
Right on.
Well, I mean, you can play with bots, man. You just learned about that. You don't have to wait on us. Play with the bots.
Hey.
You want to be Jason anyway? But anyway, so yeah, definitely had a good time playing that gameplay segment. Make sure you check that out on YouTube if you want to see a visual of that. So we talked about this werewolf mode, and that was going to be, like, I guess, potentially coming out before all the issues that came over the game. So what do you guys think about that? You know, what do you guys think that would be?
That could have been awesome if it was going to be like, if all of us played Among Us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love Among Us.
Have you played it before? It's basically
that's the one we need to play. Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. You would dig that one too, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
How many players can be in that game?
I think up to 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, basically what it is like there'll be anywhere between one and like three killers. Excuse me. And you have to basically sabotage stuff, take people out, but you got to convince them that you're not the killer. So, like, I can imagine this type of game, but, like, somebody, I guess, would be the werewolf, and I'm assuming you could transfer back into, like, human form, probably.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to, because they see as a werewolf.
Unless it was just, like, a Jason thing, you're just kind of popping in and out, but...
Yeah, like you have a Jason's mask in your pocket, yeah. And you, like, put it on, kill somebody, and put it back in your pocket.
I had made mention to this earlier, before the podcast, but it would definitely be a callback to Jason 5. Where you have the counselors and one of them is the killer.
Yeah.
Because
you ruined that for me, Bill.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Look, haven't seen them by now,
look, I've got all of the original Friday the 13th as a bundle. We can binge watch them together. I promise.
All right.
But yeah, definitely like a Wolf Among Us style. Wrong game. A werewolf style Among Us game.
It's a great game, though.
Which it is a great game. I think it would definitely up the ante, being somewhere like Packanack or Crystal Lake or the Jarvis House, even. Which I know we didn't really cover much as far as the maps go. Which, in my opinion, really good faithful recreations.
We'll do that in our review.
Yeah,
there you go.
Or ratings, whatever you call it.
But being able to sabotage the radio so you can't call in Tommy or the police, sabotage the phone, taking counselors out one by one, you know, who do you trust? I think it would have been a great way to revitalize the gameplay.
Yeah, it definitely would. I don't know how they would have.
It would be awesome if they would do like a cutscene, like let's say, Bill, that you've got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Jarvis, whatever, and then the last two surviving is like me and Brad, and like it's a cut scene, and we're both trying to plead with you not to shoot us, and then it gives you the option A or B, and it's just like, you know, it's like a first person view, like the gun's pointing at somebody, and you have to make that call. So if you shot Brad and I'm the killer, then you just shot an innocent.
That'd Who's cool. the real guy?
Well, I mean, there it is pretty much like that because, like, on Among Us, they you like if you never played it, you wouldn't know. But so like, there's like a voting system. So like, somebody dies, and say you're walking down the hall and you see somebody dead, and you make an alert. Oh, there's a dead body. Now you have to go through like a voting system to vote somebody off the ship. So that person that I guess would technically die would be cast out and off the ship and die. But so it's like that. You have to make that choice, and then it tells you, hey, this person was a
innocent, or this or person, this, yeah,
was it, what do they call it?
They weren't the
imposter.
Imposter.
That's right. What it is. Imposter.
But it, you mean you'd have like a, I think it's what, 30 seconds. For everybody to have a talk, and it's like, oh, I was with Brad the whole time. He can vouch for me. We were in medical. You can't, you know.
Yeah.
So we didn't see anything. Chris is the one that found the body.
Yeah.
You know who?
Yeah.
Where were you the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. So, so you can pretty much talk yourself out of, you know,
being you're a good enough liar, out. You can get away with it.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. So, definitely, I think it would have been a very interesting mode, but there actually is a game that they recreated off of Among Us. I can't remember the title of it, but it's like an open world type Among Us game that's not Among Us.
Really?
If I can find it, I'll let you guys know what it is. But, all right, so, that definitely would have been an interesting gameplay to do if they had a possibility of putting it in there, but they didn't. So we're going to go around the table and just talk about the gameplay, the fun that we've had with it. Just is anything else you guys want to add? Maybe talk about the maps. What did you guys enjoy? Chris, you go first.
Some of my funnest moments were when the game first came out. Now, it did have some major issues when it first came out. You was constantly getting like kicked out of matches, losing connection, something like that. But after they patched it a couple of times, it became really fun, and it was stable. One night we were playing, and I can't remember if I was Jason or if one of my buddies, Josh Gaddis, was Jason. One of us had, how when you grab them, you put them up almost like a choke slam. Mm-hmm. Well, two guys were in a car trying to escape, and whoever was Jason had the dude up by the throat fixing to kill him, and the survivors hit him, hit the counselor that was being, held up. And he killed him, and then Jason was just standing there like, what the hell was that? They escaped, and they killed the counselor.
Hey, that was an imposter.
They just kept going, and Jason was just like, all right, okay.
There's probably moments like that that made him think about doing the werewolf mode. Like, he just helped him out.
Yeah. But that was hilarious. Like, just stuff like that, because, it would just... The gameplay, if you was in there with some friends, it was an absolute ball. We would jump on there and play 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes, as long as we wouldn't have any internet connection.
Yeah.
That being said, there was some annoying stuff in there, too, that really irritated the hell out of me. Like, if you're Jason, you can knock down a door, chopping it or whatever. When you go into rage mode, it's like just walking
through it. Yeah.
But then if you get one of these douche counselors like he likes to do sometimes and do loops around the couch... You can't move the couch out of the way, so you're just loop-de-looping around the stupid couch.
Yeah. I did that with the last time. Well, when we played back in the day, I can't remember who I did that to. Was it you, Johnny?
Yeah.
That I was running around the couch?
Yep.
I think I was in the red sports coat.
Yep.
And I just kept looping around the couch. Johnny couldn't get me. It was like 5 minutes later.
Like, how can I destroy a wall, but I can't destroy a couch?
Right.
It's like SpongeBob 1 hour later.
Yeah. I swear, you'll sit there and, chase somebody for 5 minutes around a couch.
That's when you just have to throw the darts at them.
Let me just power kick this couch out of the way real quick.
Boof.
See, that'd have been cool. Like,
bust the wall, but you can't move the couch.
Knock them down or even squish them against the wall or something.
Right.
But you ought to, as big as Jason is, you ought to just be able to pick that couch up and just sling it out of the way.
Or just step on it and step over it.
Yeah.
But, I guess you got to have some limitations.
Yeah. What about you, John?
We're just talking about the gameplay?
Yeah.
Because this is going to sound... Okay. Something I really enjoyed, and this is going to kind of sound weird, but... If I wasn't Jason, and after I was a counselor and I died, I would like to pick certain people to watch, you know, if you're in a room. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to think this is dumb for me to say this, but I would act, as I'm watching the thing, I would act like I'm directing the movie. Mm-hmm. And I would start doing shots. Like, every time Jason was chasing a counselor, I would put the camera in front of the counselor and watch Jason follow behind him. Because uh-huh. I always thought that'd be such a cool shot in a horror movie of the camera being in front of the person trying to survive. And you just slowly seeing, you know, because it goes back to, and like I said, this is just, I know it ain't got nothing to do with the gameplay, I guess, but Friday 13th Part 3 was my first ever Jason I've seen, Friday 13th. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where she falls down this little hill, and you can see Jason still. They got it all in one shot. She's in the left corner, bottom corner, and Jason's in the right. And here he comes down there, and it's one of those. This is when Jason would run. And I remember watching it, and I was like, oh, God. Like, because you could see him coming after. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I think that's creepier, seeing the killer following him, mm-hmm. than the killer disappearing. And yeah. them just running, and all of a sudden he pops up. Yeah, yeah. So, like, when I died, it wasn't one of those, dang it. It was one of those, okay, let me see who I'm going to pick. And I would go through and pick. And like I said, I would do the camera. And when he's killing him, I would maybe either raise the camera view over him to get an aerial shot or something. Yeah.
Well, let's back this up just a minute. Okay, let's let the people know why you think like that, Johnny. Why do you think like that? When you go, you know, when all said and done, you go into director mode.
Okay, that's because I've made like 8 or 9 low budget movies.
Okay,
and I like writing scripts and making movies.
Yeah,
and of course they're nowhere near high dollar, but I get my friends and family to be in them. Yeah. And I've made a couple horror movies, and it's just stuff that I don't have the production to do, so I act like I'm doing it.
Yeah,
so there you go. Yeah. But anyway, but no,
you got a Facebook page for people to go to, maybe.
Yeah, if you want to hit up on Facebook, it's a Reyes Films Production. That's my film production page. I mean, you can go on there and see some of the trailers that I've made for my movies, and my movies are always available on DVD, you know, so.
Oh, also you got a YouTube channel too, right?
Yeah, I got a YouTube channel. It's still the same thing, a Reyes Films Production.
All right.
Reyes is R-E-Y-E-S, so there you go.
You should start paying me.
Yeah. But no, but like I said, as far as like the funny moments like you've had, I just haven't really had a lot of whole funny moments. Like I take it real serious. If I'm Jason, I don't talk. Like that's, I know that's funny, but like when I'm Jason.
So you put on the mask when you're Jason.
I have done that. I've sat in my living room.
Could you just imagine if his window was open?
Oh Lord!
Not window open, but blinds just be open, and somebody just drives by and there's this guy looking at him playing a video game with a Jason mask.
I only did that when I first got it. And it never let me pick Jason. And then all of a sudden it got me Jason, and I was like, oh snaps. And when I learned how to chase people, I was like, oh, I got this. And I'd put the mask on, but...
That's another thing on this game, too. Like, whoever's Jason, you can tell when they're getting close because they shut up. they don't make a peep. And it's like, who's Jason? I don't know. Is it Brad? No. Is it Bill? No. Uh-huh. Johnny? Johnny's Jason!
Okay, I do got something in mind that I'll say that this is the first time it ever happened to me. And this ain't a good story. It's what really made me mad. We played the other day on the gameplay that you just showed on the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
What really aggravated me, because I've never seen anybody do it, is people working together. I've seen people working together, yeah. Like, hey, we're going to steal. I got the battery. Okay, I've got the key. I've got the gas jug. But I've never seen nobody helping Jason. And when I was playing the other day, this woman, the female on the thing, I mean, it may have been dude playing her. I don't know. She was following me with her flashlight. And y'all heard me on the headset. I was like, turn your flashlight off. Yeah. Well, I realized what she was doing. She was spotlighting me so Jason would find me and kill me. And then she was lingering around the car. And as soon as as soon as Bill would get the key, or you had the key, Jason would kill you. You'd drop the key, and then she'd take the key where nobody'd get it.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff right there I don't like.
Yeah,
to me, that you just took the fun out of it. But you always run into douchebags like that. But
I'm afraid, too, like with it kind of – I mean, it's on the decline now, obviously, with there only being, you know, a year and a half or so left. you're probably going to see more of that because there's probably a very limited audience that's still playing it. Mm-hmm. So they probably just hop in there with their buddies now. It's like, oh, if I'm Jason, I'll do this. If you're Jason, you know, we'll meet here or do this or whatever.
I had fun when I was playing, you know, just a private match too, you know. But I like the full lobbies, you know, because it makes the gameplay better. But when the gameplay's like that, it's not necessarily better.
Right.
But go ahead, Bill. What do you think?
You know, just bouncing off your team, quote unquote teamwork. You know, I agree with Chris. You'll probably see a lot more of that as the game continues on in its decline. But no, absolutely. Some of the best times were, you know, all right, where are you at? Who's got what? You know, how can we get through here? Jason's after me. I'll lure him away. You know, if I die, I've got the keys on me. Just come pick him up. Blah, blah, blah. For me, a lot of it was being able to play in those iconic locations, like the Jarvis House or Packinac, Crystal Lake. And even some of the counselors that we got later on that were added on. You got Fox added on. You got Shelly.
The hippie from part three.
Yeah, I can't think of his name to save my life. But you actually had characters that were from the movies brought into the game. And for me, that really tied a lot of it together. Just being able to recreate moments from this iconic franchise.
Yeah.
You know, playing part two Jason and getting kills with your pickaxe, or playing as Jason with a machete. One of the things I don't think we got to do in the gameplay was a tie back to the Nintendo Jason with part three. They gave us the skin where you could be.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The iconic purple with the blue mask.
Yep.
And it gave you the old digital chase music.
Yeah, the theme song, yeah.
Yeah. So, that, I mean, you knew Jason was close, not through the classic.
Is that taken away? Because I don't see that on there now.
It's still there as far as I'm aware. On mine, anyway. I know it's there.
It was on mine.
I don't know if it's something that has to be bought. But for me, I do have that.
The skin you were talking about earlier, too.
Savini.
Yeah, the Tom Savini skin.
Absolutely.
That was I think that was a pre-order skin or something.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
But they ended up doing something, shortly after it came out. Or it might have been one of those things, because when the game launched, it had so many issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had it kind of, free for a limited time. Because that's how I ended up getting it.
And, of course, it was during the time that I didn't know anything about it. And I hear about it, the day after. And I was very upset that I didn't get Savini.
Hey, get this. This Friday, I'm going to a convention, and Tom Savini's going to be there.
Oh.
I get to meet the man again.
Lucky, lucky, lucky.
Hate you so much.
It's at Horror Hound, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah. Man, I love the game, man. I had a lot of fun with it. I remember playing one time. We were playing in, I guess, Lechapidot. And instead of just, there's a lot of glitches in this game, obviously. But instead of just, dying on the ground, he disappears. And comes down from the sky and lands on top of my house. I was cracking up laughing. But, yeah, there's a lot of times with, you know, funny stuff happens. When we were playing on our gameplay segment, which I'm assuming you got that, mm-hmm. when I was driving the boat, we were Johnny, you were the killer, weren't you? No, you wasn't the killer.
No, it was Bill.
No, I wasn't the killer.
No, it was online.
Oh,
match.
It was
an online match.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I actually got to come back as Tommy Jarvis. I was the first one, like always, to die. But no, I was Tommy Jarvis, and we were getting the boat set up.
That's right.
I couldn't get it. It wouldn't let me in the boat.
No, Chris gets in, and
I had to start the boat first.
I'll just say this. I'm not a seasoned Friday the 13th player.
We can tell.
But
so can you if you watch the video.
Brad likes to sneak around the kitten. Yeah. He's the most boring person to watch. I sit there real quick. Now that you're talking about
Brad. Hey, look, you take it serious being Jason. I take it serious being a counselor that's scared to death of Jason.
What I just said about I like switching the camera views when I die. I hated watching Brad because he literally just hunkers down and crawls. And I'm like, this
now,
is
look,
terrible.
I ran something. I had to do something to get the boat, right? So Bill is Tommy Jarvis. Me and Chris are trying to find parts of the boat. We get everything there.
Found the gas can.
Yeah. And Bill comes along, and Bill can't get in the boat. Well, I didn't want to be in the driver's seat, but I hop in it thinking, okay, I'll be in the passenger seat. No, it puts me right in the driver's seat.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. I've never escaped with the boat. And Chris is like, I'll just tell you where to go. And then we're trying to get Bill in, but then, like, we're trying not to get caught by Jason. So we start the motor up. We get it going. And I think I messed up on that. I think that's how I alerted Jason, because I think I messed up on cranking it.
Yeah, because it, yeah. It'll send an alert.
Yeah, send an alert. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to get caught before we even get out of here. So we're going, and Chris is like, turn this way. And I think you said, Chris said, make it right. Is that what you said?
Yeah, turn right into
I turned right into a rock. And we're just sitting there, and we're like, oh gosh. And you can hear him, the noise, you know. And Chris is like, hurry up, back it up. So I'm trying to back it up.
Back it up, Brad. Yeah. Back it up.
Back that thing up. But it was, I'm backing it up. And then here comes Jason. Flip the boat. I'm done. Jason gets me right off the bat. Puts me in the water. Then Chris, you see Chris get in the boat. And then he gets into the passenger side instead of the driver's side. And then Jason gets him next.
Boop.
Oh, but it was awful because we did all that work just for me to mess up.
But what's funny is watching Bill in the water, and he's and in my view, I'm watching Bill, and he's hiding behind a rock, and he's just letting y'all die, and then he thinks Jason is going away, and all of a sudden, he starts swimming, and I was like, oh, dang it, Bill's not going to get it, and all of a sudden, I just hear Bill go, yep, he's coming back.
Well, was it Bill on the water?
Or yeah, Bill. Bill.
You guys started taking off, and when I heard that you like hit the barrier, I went into the water and was trying to swim out to the boat.
Oh.
Because I'm like, okay, Jason's gonna kill him. I can get in the boat. I'm getting away. But I ran out of stamina.
I remember that now. You couldn't go anywhere.
Right. So I'm like treading water.
But just watching him linger behind that big rock killed me. And my daughter Jenny come out. She said, what is going on? I said, what do you mean? She goes, all I heard you doing was going, start it! Get out of it! Go! And I was like, was I really? She goes, yes, Dad. She goes, you were getting into it. I'm like, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. They had to make it to where if you, like, stay still in the water, you can gain some stamina back. But
well, and that's what I hid behind the rock trying to regain stamina. But it didn't happen. And
is that something that happens, that normally does happen, or is it the glitch?
If you stand still, you regain stamina.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're crouched and you're hiding.
Well, I knew that. Yeah. I told about it for in the water.
Well, and that's the thing. I honestly, for as much as I've played it, I didn't know if that was the thing.
Okay.
Because I haven't played a whole lot of water maps or ones that you can escape via the water. So I tried to see if just treading the water was similar to
standing still. Yeah.
Clearly, advice, it does not work.
Nope.
I'll tell you something, though.
And neither does me being the driver for that boat. So.
What would have made that night even more fun and better the night we played is having this food.
Yeah. You're right. Well, like I said, we had jalapeno poppers. We had, was it s'mores dip? And we had
Tater skins
from TGIF. So, what'd you guys think about the food?
Oh, man. One, the tater skins and melted cheese was awesome. And I wasn't going to touch that, what is that, the s'more dip?
Yeah.
Because of me having type 2 diabetes. And yeah. I was like, let me try one cookie. Okay, let me try to get a graham cracker. You know?
Diabetes. Like that cat.
But, yeah, I enjoyed the food, man.
Well, glad, man. What'd you think about it, Chris?
And Joni never disappoints with the food.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah, she does.
Bill, you kind of...
If you listen closely too, you can probably hear us getting fatter.
Well, as I lean back in this chair and rub my gut, I will say the jalapeno poppers were good.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to end up taking that dish of s'mores at home.
Hey, we'll get you a plate, man.
No,
my germs.
I will say,
It could just be because I was late and they were cold. Potato skins left a little bit to be desired. Yeah. It was good. But
yeah, I had
that probably would have been better had I been here.
Yeah, on time. We had the fresh one, so.
Yeah, it was like, we're just going to dig in without Bill. I don't know when he's getting here.
Yeah, these fatties just ate without me. Shame on you. So a real fat kid didn't get to eat until it was all cold.
So, like, we try to do kind of a camp style food for this this podcast today, just because of Jason being like an outdoorsy movie, camp style movie. What's some camp food that you guys may like?
Well, I go camping about every other weekend. Yeah. We always got to have hamburger and hot dogs.
Yeah.
But I like the hot dogs. You put them on a stick and actually cook them over the fire.
Mm-hmm. You'll do the walking tacos.
Walking tacos. Mm-hmm. Chili is always a great one.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
My thing is my pork steaks. I like throwing them right on the fire. That will be foil.
A gaming gourmet food sometime. We're going to do that.
You let me know when and I'll be here.
Yep.
And I always cook the ribs.
Maybe we can do like a review too with that, like Johnny's pork steaks versus our ribs. Infamous, or our, it's not really infamous, our famous. We got Bill's Barbecue, and then we got Strawberries up the road. So
hey, you may want some advertising and some promotions later. We don't want to cut any bridges.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it was great food. I had a really good time with the food, being able to kind of snack and eat or. Snack and talk about the game definitely helped.
Pack a snack.
All right.
I've been hit. It hurts.
You heard the slash. So it's time to rate that title. So we're going to get back into Friday the 13th. We're going to give our final thoughts over this game to kind of end things. We're going to start with Chris. Now, the way we're going to do this before we get started is we're going to rate from 1 to 5 stars, and then we're going to give it a would you go buy it? Would you wait for a sale? Maybe would you rent it? You know, YouTube it? You know, what would you do with this game, knowing what you know about it now?
With it only having a year and a half left at this point, I guess I'd have to do wait for the sale, which luckily for you, it's on sale. So, you know, so what is it, $5?
So my question to you is, right now it's $4.99. You know, it's 99 cents for the DLC that it doesn't give you yet.
Mm-hmm.
So would you, right now, knowing that it's got a year and a half left, would you buy it for $4.99?
Yeah, I mean, you'll definitely get your money's worth out of it. It's fun. I always have a blast playing that game. And like I said, the game itself, $5. The DLCs, $1 a piece right now. I mean, you could get everything for probably $10 or under right now. So definitely pick it up. If I'm rating it out of 5 stars, 5 machetes, whatever we're going by this week, I'm going to give it I think I'm going to give it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 machetes. All right.
So I'm guessing it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay, mine may take just a minute, so...
Hey, go ahead, man.
I apologize.
You got notes.
Yeah, I got notes.
One thing I want to speak on about Johnny. I love Johnny's death. He is such a horror fan. He loves Friday the 13th. It's fun watching Johnny as we do this podcast. I don't know if anybody else has noticed it at the table, but like Johnny will be sitting there kind of like bored-faced when everybody else is talking. And unless he's getting into the conversation. And then I notice when it's his turn, we turn the mic to him. He's just got this big old smile on his face. He just cannot wait to talk about, you know, Friday the 13th in the game.
Kid at Christmas. So,
yeah, he is, man. But go ahead, John.
All right. So, I love this game. Like I said, I bought this game before I ever even had an Xbox. And while I was sitting here talking to you guys, I just bought the Evil Dead game and another hard copy of Friday the 13th, just to have on the shelf, because eventually they're going to be out.
Yep. Right.
But I'm going to kind of do my pros and cons here, and then I'll give my rating. But kind of the stuff that bothered me about the game is Bill kind of said about they started bringing in Tommy Jarvis, which is Tommy Jarvis from Part 6 is my favorite character. But I'm glad they brought him in, and they brought in Foxy from Part 3, the Podhead from Part 3. I can't ever remember his name.
Right.
And is that the only three?
I think it's Mitch. And
Shelly from part three.
I think his name's Mitch, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I wish they had more people from each, because they've got all the skins from Jason. So, like, part two, the main girl, Jenny, who survived, she's one of the best female survivalists of the game, or of the movies. Trish and Tommy from part four, and I'm talking little Tommy Jarvis. Yeah. Who was that? Corey Feldman. I thought that'd be cool that you could actually pick a kid to run around. And then Tina from part seven, because she has the powers.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be cool, because that'd be somebody you could call in, and she could come in and actually give a fight to Jason. Mm-hmm. So, see, I mean, I do think they missed the opportunity about not adding more of the main characters from the movies.
I think that's something, too, that, like, they probably would have had it not been for the lawsuit.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I bet that, you know, it's one of those things where you think about it. If you're developing this game, you're just not going to have everything off the bat. You right. want to have that, oh, look what's coming out for this game. Right. And I guarantee you that's what they were planning to do. They're probably planning to bring out these really iconic Jason characters as the game kind of progressed,
mm-hmm.
and but it hit them with a licensing issue before they had the opportunity to probably do a lot of that. But I do hate this. They're not on it, though.
Another thing, and you kind of brought it up earlier, but my thing is a lot of people don't consider Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X part of the Friday 13th franchise. I get that because if you've ever seen Friday 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, Jason Goes to Hell don't match it, Jason X. And people are like, well, why did they put Jason Goes to Hell version in there? I think they should have put Mrs. Voorhees in there. That would have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since they had all these skins, why did they not just go ahead and put Uber Jason in there
yeah.
from Jason X just to cover it all?
I think I heard they were going to do
that. Well, that's what he was just saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, I didn't know that at the time. But I really felt like they missed opportunity with Mrs. Voorhees.
Yeah.
Now, like some of the, like I said, the cons on there is about like the glitches and stuff. That's pretty much with almost any game you're going to come across. Yeah. Now, the one thing that I really love about it, so that's pretty much my negatives toward it. One thing I love about it is being able to knock off Jason's mask.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, you can hit him enough to where when it knocks his mask off, it looks like what it did in the films.
Yeah.
And you could actually pick the mask up. And I love the fact that they added the putting the Mrs. Voorhees sweater on and going, Jason, mother is talking to you, and he'll stop. I like that.
Yeah. I never knocked his mask off. Does that, like, if you do that, does that, like, limit his abilities? Does his abilities go away? And it's just...
It just, like, you have to knock the mask off before you can cut his head off.
Yeah. Oh,
but he still has abilities.
Yeah. Don't really change. It just it wounds him, but he still... Yeah.
It gives you an option to end, to win, actually win the game.
Yes.
By defeating Jason.
Yeah. I knew that.
But you got to hit him quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It takes...
It's not a one-whacking
but
through.
But I love the fact that you can go and... they have his shack from part two. They paid so much details on this from the movies. I love the shack. Looks like it did in part two. I love Mrs. Voorhees' head sitting there. And like I said, even when a female could put the sweater on and be like, Jason, mother's talking to you, and he just puts the machete down. And mm-hmm. I like that you can do that. Once again, Tommy Jarvis, I like being able to call him. The police thing, I do like the fact that you can call the police and that if Jason tries to go toward the police, they'll shoot at him
yeah.
and knock him down. I always thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
What did you fix that? You fix say something.
I don't forget. I was going to say something.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was.
But overall, for a Friday the 13th game, the only reason I'm not going to give it 5 stars is just because of – like I said, the little stuff, like I said, I wish they had more people from the movies. And also, I always hated the opening, like right before you played the game. Mm-hmm. And like Jason came out of the water and the music was just like so freaking loud. Yeah, and
it blows your eardrums.
Yeah, you know. That's I don't know. Not, and then the guy with the eyes, he's like, oh.
That's what I hated.
Whoa. It's like Hank Hill. Whoa. You know. But real quick. But I do love that they put the Jarvis house on there. Then they got the house from part three. I love that. They paid such good detail, man. It was awesome.
But that's what even bothers me too, is they put the fake Jason on there, but they couldn't put Mrs. Voorhees on there.
You know, when you talk about Mrs. Voorhees, I want to add this before.
Oh, real quick, when you knock his mask off, the fake Jason, you can see, like, it's just a Roy's face, and he's got the, you can still tell he's got, like, the fake Jason hood on.
Oh, really?
So they really did good, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the Mrs. Voorhees thing, I think that would be cool, because what they could have did when you started out as Jason, or, if well, say you're Mrs. Voorhees, you would just walk into the hut, and then there would be no sweater there, no face there, and you would turn around, and you could see her.
Exactly.
You know, that would be cool. We'd be walking out with her. Yeah, that would be awesome.
But I did like when you would, if Jason won the game, she'd go, "That's my little boy. You know, come home now." But anyway, that being said, I love the game. I'm very disappointed that it's going away. But overall, my rating is 4.5 machetes.
4.5 machetes? Yes. So is that like 4 machetes and a dagger? Like... What is that?
That's four machetes and a pocket knife.
One of those little blades that he throws.
That's I'll say that's 4 machetes and Pamela Voorhees' head.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So we got Chris. We got Johnny. Now it's time for Bill.
Definitely agree with a lot of that. I think that they could have added a lot more. I would have loved to have seen an Alice from the first one.
Yes.
From the first one. You know, bring her in with Pamela would have been phenomenal in my opinion. Go ahead, I know you wanted to say something.
Okay, now that you say that, she should be a call in, and if she gets called in, Mrs. Voorhees comes in.
Ooh,
that would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
Go ahead.
I also agree with you. The girl from Seven, she would have been a phenomenal person to bring in besides Tommy to help do the killing of Jason, which is that alternate way to win. I think she would have been phenomenal. For me, it's really that attention to detail. You can tell that the people that made it were people that love the series because of all the detail that they put into it, how much care they put into it. And they, you could tell that they really wanted to give the fans a love letter to this franchise.
Yeah.
You know, people that love this movie series, that love this franchise, they really wanted you to be able to play as a character that you love. Mm-hmm. For me, I mean...
Yeah, I wouldn't even go as far to say that you could probably not know much about Friday the 13th and play that game, and you would know a lot about it before you even started, like, actually watching the movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For me... I can't in good consciousness give it 5 stars or 5 machetes, just for little things, like certain kills are still a little bit buggy. You have a little bit of conflict with those. Sometimes you'll kill a character and they'll bounce off the ground for a moment.
Those are hilarious.
Those do create some very interesting and funny moments.
Yep.
But overall, the small things do not outweigh the good. So for me, I got to give it 4.5 machetes. Or 4 machetes and a Pamela head.
There you go.
did
you know she was never given a first name until part 4?
Really?
They never called her Pamela Voorhees.
It was Mrs. Voorhees.
Until part 4 when they pulled up and you see on by the road, there's a graveyard that says Pamela Voorhees. That was the first time they ever made up her name. It was in part 4.
Yeah. Did we ever play a map where you got to go into the cemetery and see her tombstone?
Yep, and that was from part 4.
I was about to say there. That's a beautiful nod. Even with it going out, if it was, I mean, I know it's on sale right now, but even if it was still 30, 40. $50, I'd definitely say buy it. Just because if you're definitely, like, if you're a Friday the 13th fan, this is a game for you. I would definitely say buy it. You know, even if it's going out next year, I'd still buy it. Granted, you'll still have the offline things. Maybe.
Yeah.
We hope. But it's definitely worth the money. And I think you'd enjoy it if you're any type of horror fan.
I didn't say that. I'm sorry. So I gave it 4 machetes and a Mrs. Voorhees head, and I recommend to go buy it.
Okay.
So, $4.99. My bad, I forgot about that.
Now, do you agree with Bill? Like, you still pay the full price for it, even at this point, or do you feel
Dude, I just bought another hard copy. Well,
but you bought it for $4.99, am I wrong?
No, I just bought the whole. I just bought an Amazon the hard copy to keep in the plastic. Wow,
okay. Yeah,
wow. I've got two.
Dedicated.
I've got a hard copy that that's what I play on. I open the disc, put it in.
Yeah.
I just bought for $34 another hard copy that's still in the plastic to put up in my.
Johnny leads by example. All right. So good job, Johnny.
See, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna lead you astray. You know what I'm saying?
I can hear him over here too, going like. I mess with a digital crap.
Oh, what's really bad, and this is off the subject, I just bought Evil Dead, the game.
Yeah.
And my brother showed me while y'all was talking. He was like, look, you got to have internet. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, this hard copy I bought is literally not going to be open. It's on the shelf.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to buy the digital one that's.
You never know. With it going out like that, man, it may be worth some money.
The Gamer Year Edition, because you get everything from Evil Dead. Yeah. It's, you can either buy the Evil Dead game for $30 or for $50 or $60 you get. All the packages.
Cool. Definitely worth the 60. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so look at me. I love the game. I had a great time with it. I'm not going to give it five stars because, you know, I mean, there are some issues with it, of course. But I'm definitely going to give it four machetes and a dagger. So,
Well, you are just copying me.
You didn't say dagger.
Me and Bill? No, I'm going on 4.5. Come on, man.
It's not a 4.5. That's like one dagger. I said, what's a, maybe 10 daggers or a star.
What the
or
hell?
Or a machete. I don't know.
Now we're just throwing, knives.
So anyways, four machetes and a dagger. I love the game. I like playing it with friends, man. That's the best part about it, which, you know, you can say that about a lot of online games. But just playing with friends, it's really fun. And it's fun playing with randoms, too, up until the point, like what Johnny was talking about, where you got people, you know, working with Jason, and that really takes a lot of the fun out of it. I'm bad enough as it is. I don't need somebody else's help. You know? But I'm running into my own traps and stuff. So, But I had a great time with it. Like I said, I would definitely go buy it at this point. I mean, $4.99, you get a year and a half with it. I mean, and then you still may have some offline play with that as well. Definitely worth it. Even the 99-cent DLCs, I mean, definitely worth it. It's a fun time. I mean, you got to think about it this way. You go to an arcade, like somewhere like we got one up in Jonesboro. You go in there and you pay, what, $15, $20 to play for an hour? Here, you get $4.99, you have it for a year and a half. I mean, yeah. I mean, think about it that way. And then
possibly
beyond. And then you got other games that like online mobile games you have to pay so much money to upgrade a part of the game. I mean, you can pay $4.99 for a Friday the 13th game for a year and a half. I mean, you're not losing any money there.
And you're getting you're getting the entire game minus the DLCs. But
very little DLCs. I mean, most of the DLCs
are cosmetic.
Well, they've unlocked a lot of it too, haven't you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing is with the just paying the $5, you're getting every Jason. None of them are locked.
Mm-hmm.
You get all their kills. Well, except for the DLC kill count.
Johnny just cracked one just for the podcast to know that, and now we're all gonna gag.
And all of the perks for the cancers are all unlocked. At their highest tier with no negative side effects. So, I mean, they're rolled to their perfect point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $5, you get pretty much a full mastered game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you say no?
Yeah, you really can't, man. I mean, it's a good deal. I mean, I think the developers did good by doing that and making the game super affordable. So, you know, those that haven't got a chance to play it yet can have the opportunity. I know a lot of the people that's bought the game, like Johnny, and golly, man, we're never having this stuff again. What did it? The jalapeno poppers? Did the s'mores do it? Did the tater skins do it? My goodness. Hey, I'm about to go holler at my wife and go get some Febreze up in here. But anyways.
That's a terrible way to sign off.
Yeah, no kidding. Sign off like this. See you later, Johnny. Anyways, yeah, great game. We got good scores all around, really. Basically 4.5 from everybody. Except for me, it's 4 and 1 dagger, Johnny. Anyways, so, I mean, yeah, make sure you go out, you check this game out. If you haven't played Friday the 13th, make sure you go and check it out. It's $4.99, guys. I mean, nothing. You just skip a meal. Don't go to McDonald's. Don't go to Burger King one day. And I'm going to get tackled by them. But anyways, skip a meal. Go buy Friday the 13th. Enjoy it for a year and a half. And like we said, you may have some offline play to play as well. Maybe you get to play against some bots. So, man, I had a good time today, guys. Thank you guys for coming. We have Chris Reyes here.
Yes, sir.
We have Johnny.
Sorry. You say I was going to be messing with your videos as well.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube channel. I haven't uploaded in years, but...
Yours.
But I do have my Elgato up and running now, so hopefully I get back on that as soon as I get some editing software, and it's the Reyes Revolution. Reyes spelled R-A-Y-E-Z.
All right. So we got Chris Reyes. Make sure you check out Reyes Revolution on YouTube. It's an awesome channel. I've did some videos with him doing that. And we got Johnny Reyes. Johnny, will you tell us about your podcast?
Sure. You can check us out. We are Small Town Horror with Johnny and Randy. Me and my buddy Randy, we rate and review any films from the horror genre, not just slasher films, but anything you can think of. We're available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever. You can check out all of our social media. Our Instagram is SmallTownHorrorJohnny_Randy. Our Facebook is SmallTownHorrorJohnny and Randy. And our Twitter handle is, or our X handle now, it's not Twitter anymore, is at SmallTHorrorPod. And we appreciate it. Brad, I appreciate you letting me be on your podcast because this will probably be the last time I'm on here since I'm not a gamer. You'll only hear me if Brad ever does a horror game, Batman games, or WWE, I'll be here.
Or Mario Kart,
yeah. But anyway, be sure to check us out. But Brad, I do appreciate you letting me come and hang with you, man.
We appreciate you, man. Bill?
I have nothing. So I'm just the friend that comes to hang out.
Bill, you have me, man.
I appreciate that. I'm not cool enough to have a podcast or anything like that. I just work 9 to 5.
Was officially game over for our first episode here at Be More Rad's Gaming Gourmet. And I'm so excited and super pumped for you guys that are listening in. Make sure that you go to our Linktree website, which hosts all of our social media handles. You can follow us at Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter with the X and Instagram and more to come. Make sure you do that. It just lets us know that we're doing a good job. And also get on there and be interactive, guys. We would love to talk to you guys. Love to hear suggestions. This is the ground floor for this podcast, and we want you guys to help us build it to what it needs to be. Okay? So we need your feedback. We need your reviews. Just please let us know. Also, too, leave us a comment. Leave us a comment and tell us, like, what's your favorite thing about the podcast so far? Is there something that you would suggest? Maybe there's a game you would want us to review. Make sure you do that. We love to talk to you guys. And also, too, if you have a recipe that you would like to submit for us to try later on in one of our podcast episodes, please do that. We would love to do that. So we're going to be doing a giveaway also. We're going to give away a couple of Friday the 13th merchandise items, a Crystal Lake sign, and a Jason Voorhees keychain. So make sure that you get on there. Leave us a review. Make sure you tell us your favorite Friday the 13th episode, or not episode, but movie, and why, and then put I'm entered, and that's how you'll enter in the giveaway. Again, get on the review, leave us a review, tell us your favorite Friday the 13th movie, and why, and then put I'm entered on that review, and you will be entered. And we'll do that giveaway sometime next week, or maybe by the next episode. So make sure you do that so we can get on there and get you that merchandise, okay? So make sure that you keep following us and tune in next time at Be More Rad's Gaming Gourmet. And as always, keep gaming and stay rad.